Blog Talk Radio.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamore. For me, the new mown hay sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I dream about my Indiana. Fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I miss my Indiana home.
Welcome to the Spirit of America party. We're very joyful tonight. El Trumpo has won in a landslide. We love landslides. Wait till he gets to Washington with his tsunami. And we just learned that the FBI is endorsing Trump. And Hitler is to get two terms. Yeah, the people of Indiana saved the Union tonight from the Demo Camos and the Rhino Rats, including false conservatives like the Weekly Standdown and the National Rebuke. The Hoosiers decided the final battle, now to win the war. If Cruz was smart, he would bury the hatchet and support El Trumpo, who has to face the party of no God, no country, no flag, and no kids. In Spanish, they are known as Le Parti de la Muerte, the party of death, led by President traitor, slaver, and smuggler, and dope dealer, with that Havana gold that's coming into the country, the rescuer of terrorist nations and the bailer out of communist flat broken nations. Iran and Cuba come to mind. How about Venezuela? They have no toilet paper. They haven't got money for toilet paper. As a matter of fact, they're using their currency because it costs less than the toilet paper. Unbelievable. There, Hugo Chavez, America's hero, the Democrat hero, seized all the oil companies in Venezuela. And he spent his last $1.8 billion buying AK-47s to defend himself against the Venezuelan people. That's what happens in these Latin American countries, is only two people have guns. The government, which is corrupt, and the narco-terrorists. Here in the United States, three people have guns. The government, which is corrupt, the narco-terrorists, and the American people. And that keeps the other two wolves away from the door. Never give up your guns. Anybody who wants to take your gun away intends to kill you. And did you happen to see the passengers on the first communist cruise ship into Havana? They all have that communist look on their faces. You look at the demonstrations, you can see the communist look. Look for the communist look. Unbelievable. And those cruise ships will be bringing drugs back to the United States. I hear they were already building ships with secret compartments to carry drugs. Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it? In 2014, 10,000 Americans, they died of heroin overdoses, and nobody's counting the bodies. You know, that's more than what? The combination of Afghanistan and Iraq combat casualties. Iraq's combat casualties were 4,700, and Obama proudly marched the troops out and gave it all to the Iranians. The most powerful man in Iraq is a mullah who should have been killed when we first went in there, Muqtada al-Sadr, and he is the Iranian punch bowl boy. Yeah. And watch him come to power. Muqtada al-Sadr. Yeah. And what else? Oh, then Obama made the deal with Iran that they could get nukes. And John Kerry, he thought he was testifying against American troops in Vietnam. And now we have Donald Trump is accused of saying that Ted Cruz's father was in a picture with Lee Harvey Oswald for Fair Play for Cuba before he assassinated Kennedy. And now we hear that Donald Trump has pictures of Hillary with Lee Harvey Oswald. Yeah. I'm going to give you a welcome with a Latin tune because the Latinos are now coming over to El Trumbo. When I grew up, I was always under the impression and was taught that man was the knight in shining armor, who always protected the weak and the helpless. I've always made that my American creed. The strong must always protect the weak. Later on in life, I was shocked to learn that when children are given advice when they are lost, they are being told, always go to a woman, never to a man. And that was scary. When I heard that, I said, boy, that ruins my illusion of knights in shining armor. But apparently that's what they're being taught in kids. And it probably does make sense. I think it's harder. Well, I'm not going to say it's harder for a woman to kill a kid because we had 4,700 abortions today. And we're going to have 4,700 tomorrow. Planned Slaughterhood kills 3,000 a day. 1,200 white, 1,100 black, and 700 Latino niños. But they say that when a woman sees a sonogram of what's inside her womb, that a lot of them change their mind. I'm looking at an article, headlines from lifenews.com, and it was really sad. Someday I was in church, and there's a woman who's dedicated her whole life to saving babies. And my guess is she's approaching 90. And her mini-sermon, you know, after the mass, the priest let her talk, her mini-sermon was that they're now getting ready to kill the elderly. And this woman is in her 90s. And she's going to die doing God's work and saving his creation. And it's time we stopped BSing each other and admit that abortion is murder. And until we face that fact, we are going to be in the devil's camp, and we all are going to be up to Fat Lady's Burka on Judgment Day. And there is a Judgment Day. And if you don't believe that, don't worry about it. Yeah, anyway, here are the top stories. By the way, Life News endorsed Ted Cruz. Okay? And you know, Ted Cruz, he's finished. No matter what he does, even if he stays in, he's finished. And Kasich threatened to pull out if he doesn't get the toaster. So, Donald Trump defeats Ted Cruz is the headline. And John Kasich in Indiana, nomination appears more likely. They're begrudgingly admitting that El Trumpo is reigning supremo. Planned Parenthood bashes Donald Trump. Disgusting that he wants abortion outlawed. I have a friend, a very good friend, who's an RN, and she's very Catholic. And she says that the couple, because it was took two to tango, one male, one female. Yeah, in case somebody tells you different, it's not true. It's one male, it's one female. And they have separate bathrooms. And it takes two to tango. And this RN, who loves children, says the male of the species should have to do the abortion. And he should have to put the slit in the baby's spinal column and then pull out the pieces. You know how many, if men had to have an abortion, you know how many men would be practicing sex? About two. Two desperados. If men had to have babies, forget about it. I had a kidney stone once. I had a peanut block once. And my kids were teasing me. Daddy's having a peanut baby. Yeah, we got to come to realize what we're doing, folks. We're killing our children. When you send them to college, you're killing them too because they come back, they're mentally defects. They really are, unless they're going for something like lying law or accounting. But if they're going there for liberal arts, or they're coming back communist, man. They're coming back communist and pro-terrorist. Yeah, and then they're not going to work. So anyway, this next article is really sick. And you know what? When I talk about PTSD, and everybody assumes it's GIs from the war zones, but it's also children of divorce. They have to be scarred. They have to be scarred. If they got friends that come from a happy family where the parents love each other and they see what's happening in their own household, they have to be scarred. It is terrible. I'm not going to read you the next one because it has to do with a stepfather doing harm to a mentally disabled teenager. All I can say is, when did she become mentally disabled? After the influence of the stepfather and the mother selling her out? A mother knows when something's not right with her child. Shocking report shows patients in their last days being starved to death and dying in agony. I still remember Terry Schiavo, and I remember the five Democrats who blocked the door. And one of them was Spaghetti Head, who's head of the DNC. That is one evil woman. And another guy was named Moran, who's a hothead. That's one evil man. Bill Bayonet, the baby's Nelson, the senator from Florida. If you Google Bashar al-Assad, Bill Nelson, Dennis Kucinich, Nancy Pelosi, and there's one more, all had their pictures taken with Bashar al-Assad. So they are not pro-American. They're internationalists. And they stand on the bodies of dead Americans who fought to protect them. Pro-life groups thank GOP for refusing vote on Obama's SCOTUS nominee Merrick Garland. Okay, that's good. That was a good move. But keep your eye on Mitch McConnell because he's a double crosser. GOP blocks HHS nominee because Obama won't stop California forcing churches to fund abortions. We have had Dr. Evil. Dr. Caligari for 8 years. And for 8 years, this country stood still and only went down and never up. You watch the difference when El Trumpo comes to town. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's stealing the rice. Donald Trump is coming to town. Yeah, I don't want to go any further. But anyway, the one most feared words in Washington are going to be, "Hi, I'm President Trump, and what do you do here?" "Oh, well, I'm in the EPA. I put the small farmers, ranchers, and fishermen out of business." "Oh, what do you mean? What about what? Concrete? I've never worked with concrete." "What do you mean? What's this you're giving me? A trowel? What's a trowel? Do I know where the Rio Grande is?" I'm supposed to be in Washington here. Mark in time. What bus? I have to get on the bus? The one with the bars on the windows? Isn't that Hillary Clinton in the front? we're going to have some laughs, man. We're going to have some laughs. And I guarantee you, the first year, I'll tell you what Trump's going to do for the economy. He's going to increase the gross national product. And the gross national profits by 2%. It'll be the first time we've seen 2% in 10 years. And you know what you're also going to see? You're going to see the senior citizens getting their money back. The money that Al Gore stole from the locks box. Yeah, and you're going to see a 2% increase in your bank account. because the banks that have been ripping off the taxpayer now are going to have to pay interest on the money they get for nothing. And I'm watching some poor guy paying 23% interest on his credit cards. And the banks are borrowing money from the Fed at no interest. And they're immediately turning around and they're lending it back to the Fed at 2%. But you can't get 2% on your bank account at the bank. That's got to end, folks. And Trump will have a way of doing that. Judge gives family 2 weeks before this boy's life support is yanked without their consent. Four reasons why every Christian should be pro-life on abortion. You only need one. It's guaranteed in the Constitution. It's called life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And all three are required for the preborn, the ones born in the womb, that develop over 9 months. When that sperm hits the egg, they now have pictures that when a sperm hits the egg, there's a series of lights that go on. There's a bright light. And my question is, when does the soul arrive? Does the soul come before? Because God knows. Is the soul in there where it catches it? And when you kill that baby, does the soul go to testify? Feminist Eleanor Cliff falsely claims Planned Parenthood does a very small number of abortions. Well, 4,700 is no small number. 1,200,000 a year is no small number. And the blacks are being murdered on a scale that's almost genocide. Like I told you, Planned Slaughterhood, 1,200 white babies, 66% of the population is white. 1,100 black babies, 13% of the population is black. Let me say it again. 66% of the population is white. 1,200 butchered white babies sold for body parts. 1,100 black babies and the population is black population is only 13% of the country. Those are bad stats, man. You're killing your own kids. 700 Latinos. There should be no Latinos there. Latinos know the difference. Our Lady of Guadalupe would not let you do it. Man murders his pregnant girlfriend and unborn baby because he didn't want to be a father. Nice guy, right? You know what's sad? When a mother carrying a child is murdered, killed in an accident, and the baby dies too with the mother, and they both go to heaven together, that the fatality is always counted as only one. The baby doesn't count. On 9-1-1, 200 babies died with their pro-life mothers. And I guarantee you every one of those mothers was pro-life on that day. And, you know, they wouldn't even recognize, they wouldn't count the babies, yet the baby died with the mother, and they went to heaven together. You would think that somebody decent would have said, why don't the families, if they wish, give the baby a name, and we'll put it on the wall with the mother. But the politically correct communists wouldn't hear of it. There's a guy who's a hero. He's my hero. His name is Robert O'Neill. I think his hometown is Montana or Wyoming. He's the guy that put 3 rounds into bin Laden. And he was given no kudos. He was given very little praise. They try to tear him down. Any American hero has to be destroyed. Andrew Jackson, they're going to take him off the $20 bill. Do you know he adopted a baby, I think it was an Indian baby, American Indian baby, he found dead on a battlefield in the arms of its mother. He was a great hero. The South loved him, just like they loved Robert E. Lee. You know, Robert E. Lee freed all his slaves before he took the generalship of the Confederacy. Did you know after the war, a black man walked into a white church to receive communion, and the congregation was in shock. And Robert E. Lee stood next to him. He was the only one that went up to stand next to him. But you'll never hear stories about the greatness and the kindness and the goodwill of the American people. You'll only hear the Leon Trotsky version taught in all the communist cucumber schools in the country. You'll never hear how great America is because you're being taken down one lie at a time. Dr. Seuss Hospital, because it won't let her promote killing babies and abortions. Missouri House Committee votes to stop secret abortions on teens without their parents' consent. We're a different generation. We're a watered-down version of great Americans. We are not the people who went to five continents and kicked ass in 5 years and saved the world from extermination. Like Mike Savage says, if it wasn't for the greatest generation, we'd all be lampshades and hair pillow. Okay, I'm going to get off this kick. I'm going to jump to a tune. I am glad that Trump has got a running start. I'll give you a little book 'em, Dano. Got an email from a guy in Japan in the service, and I got a flashback. I'm watching TV this past week, and I see a submarine. They're showing some nautical event, and I'm just, you know how you watch with one eye, and I see this beautiful, sleek nuclear submarine. I think it's nuclear, and it's moving at a very rapid pace, and then I see the flag on the top of the conning tower. It's a Japanese rising sun. And I said to myself many years ago, when we were in the deepest part of the Cold War, I asked my uncle, who we considered the family sage, I said, "Uncle Jimmy, what's going to happen when the Russians get strong enough to attack us?" He said, "Don't worry about it. The Germans will take care of the Russians, and the Japanese will take care of the communist Chinese." And I said to myself, now you look at Germany today, and the communists are playing the Nazi card on the German people like the communists are playing the race card on the American people. So I look and I say, well, you know, that's very possible. In Germany, they have a lot of good inventors. They have a lot of good scientists. And they could come up real quickly with a solution to their problem. And the Japanese are the masters of the first strike. They sunk the Russian fleet at Port Arthur using a first strike tactic. They sunk the American fleet at Pearl Harbor using the first strike tactic. And you can rest assured, with the experience of two nuclear hits on their homeland, they are not going to be second up. They're going to be first up, best dressed. And when they realize that Obama has taken away the umbrella that was promised by past generations, that nuclear umbrella, they're not going to wait around to be rescued. And when I seen that Japanese submarine, and if that's a nuclear submarine with nuclear cruise missiles on board, well, that was one I saw. I don't know how many they have. But I wouldn't be shocked if somebody said they got 10. And that's their deterrent to Chinese aggression. And you know the history of kamikaze. I think it was the Chinese emperor, Kublai Khan, Genghis Khan, who built a giant fleet to go invade Japan, and it was destroyed in a, not a hurricane, but what do they call them over there? Typhoon. Yeah. So these guys have been around a lot longer than us. So it's very interesting. You never know. And George Patton said, twice in his lifetime, he saw the American people come from behind. He doubted if we could do it a third time with the speed of missiles. And what is it? From missile from China to here, a half hour or less. And from a nuclear sub, it could be 5 minutes. So, the arms sales get bigger arms for sale. And the only guy that's going to keep us from being overrun is El Trumpo. I'm going to take a minute to put a shout out to the 22 GIs who are going to kill themselves tonight or today. And I'm going to beg you not to do it. You already paid the extreme price. You served your country, and it has scarred you. Do not abandon us. We need you, and we need you back big and strong. We love you, and we don't want to see you hurt. Go to a church, even when it's empty, even especially when it's empty, and go sit in a pew. Go look at statues. You never can tell. The only one that understands you is God. He created you, and he doesn't want you shortening your life. He has a timetable for you. And to all the kids, the POWs, the prisoners of the womb, who are on death row, may God protect you. Okay, we're back. Oh, I tell you, that thing was tonight, that vote, 1 minute after six, it was called. Yeah, even when they were closing the doors said Trump. It's really funny, man. It's really funny. Well, we're going to dedicate this next tune to Ted Cruz.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby won't be near you anymore. Tender nights before they fly, send falling stars that seem to cry.
Let's see what else we can kick around. I like Johnny Mathis. Ah, here's one. This is Now That Trump Is Out to Shoot. Okay? And I compared him. If you go back to some of my shows, which you can find on Blog Talk Radio, or Tune in radio, just look for Spirit of America Party. There's one show back there that says Trump is Secretariat. He came out of the starting gate, took the lead, and he's had the lead ever since. And the reason he does, he keeps the ball rolling.
Fire in my heart, and every part of me is burning for you. You got to send it for me tonight. Girl, you gotta follow it through.
Beautiful. Okay. If you've been following Trump like I have from the beginning, I remember at least 2 months before his first debate, Fox News, which I now call Fix News, they were harpooning him. They were guffawing. You know, guffaw. They were saying, oh, he'll never run. He's a joke. And then all of a sudden, they got word he's coming. So they laid an ambush for him on the first debate. They took Brett Bighead. They took Chris Matthews Wallace. And they took Whoopi Kelly. And they planned to assassinate him on the first debate. He was supposed to be taken down, and then Jeb Bush was supposed to stand on his body. But it didn't work that way. Bushy Wushy is gone. And I told you about Kasich. He's going to drop out unless he gets a free toaster. That guy, he's supposed to be the governor of Ohio. What's going on in Ohio? Oh, speaking of Ohio, you know, Ohio is fracking country, and it's also coal country. And I don't know if you caught the comment by Hillary when she made a big speech that she was going to destroy the South. She was going to destroy the coal mining industry in West Virginia. Do you remember when that mine collapsed in West Virginia and those good Christian people, they were praying for a miracle and they refused. They believed that God was going to save those guys. They were so devout. I felt so bad for them. They worked so hard. And I think all of them that were trapped down there died. And it was really sad. And some of them cursed God. But you know what? That is forgivable. And it's understandable. And I'm sure on 911 there were people who cursed God too. Yet he took all those good people home. He gave them a new life. And now they're with the loved ones that went before them, and they're waiting on the loved ones yet to come. So never say die. And never say why. Okay, let's see what we got here. Cruz out, Trump now the nominee. Want to hear that headline? Oh, so anyway, Hillary said she's going to wipe out the coal miners. I'm going to wipe out all those coal miners. Yeah. It's really sad. Those guys go into the mine white and they come out black. It's unbelievable. So it must be a racial thing with Hillary. She wants to get them before they go into the mine. Unbelievable. So one of the coal miners was sitting across the table from her, and he goes, I'm out of work. I'm a coal miner. I lost my job. Here's a picture of my family. They lost my job too. And she looked at him like, how dare you? Don't you know who I am? If you think that you're going to win any kind of consolation from me, I'm the woman that left 4 men to die in Benghazi, who went and rescued 30 people that I left to die in Benghazi. Yes, you think I have compassion for you? I have one child, and I'm pro-choice. Yeah. What's the kid's name? The kid's name should be Lucky. Donald Trump is the nominee. Join our movement to make America great again by donating $25. Hey, Amy, Donald says send no money. Donald says don't give any money to PACs. What are you doing, Amy? The Great America PAC, yeah, for $25. I got a Great America PAC, and it's in my pocket, and it stays there. I give to charity, man, but I'm not buying politicians. Sorry. And if you think I'm generous, I got to tell you, I beat Al Gore by at least $20. You ever see these guys? Joe Biden, generous Joe. I think he gave a total of $60. My wife takes care of the American Indians. You wouldn't believe. Every tribe in America has my wife's picture in the wigwam. I say that one day, if the Lakota Sioux leave the reservation, I'm going to open my back door and they're all going to be camped out in my backyard. I can see them carrying the deer in now by the campfire. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she loves American Indians. And so do I. Okay. And so do I. And as a matter of fact, you can get my book and some of the goals of the Spirit of America Party. One of them is to allow American Indian tribes on crappy land to swap it for a good land with minerals like gold and oil and uranium that we could sell to the Russians and the Iranians. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Somebody wants me to confirm I'm grifters. When we hear about grifters? Two people who hurt the people of South Carolina the most are Lindsey Graham Cracker and the governor, who sold Southern Heritage for a national VP slot. The shooting of the 12 apostles, killing 9. You remember that? Was it in Selma? Killing 9 was not racist. It was killing Christ. The guy hated Christ more than he hated blacks. And when he went into that community, the 12 apostles welcomed him with love. And he killed 9 of them. And they said, this will be our excuse to take down the rebel flag. The rebel flag stands for a revolt by certain states who did not want to be part of the Union anymore because they felt the Union did not have their best interests at heart. That rebel flag was carried into battle by sharecroppers. Only 6% of the Confederate army owned slaves, and 3% owned the majority of them. And the second largest slave owner, or the third largest slave owner in Louisiana, was a free black. But they played a communist play, the divide and conquer card, and destroy heritage, destroy. Stalin said three things have to be destroyed: American spirituality, American morality, and their religion. So, that guy went into that church and he killed Christians. He killed Christ. But he had a hymn with a picture and a rebel flag. If you live in the South, there's a rebel flag on every balcony. But he also had a Goldie's Gym t-shirt on. Nobody said close Goldie's. No. So the communists played the race card, and the governor went along with it because she has national aspirations. And she sold out the people that voted her into office to protect them. And she sold them out. What's her name? Nikki Haley? Haley? Those are the two worst people South Carolina could ever allow to hold office. And Dante's Inferno, Dante says, the lowest level of hell is reserved for those who betray a trust. Oh, man. Ted Kennedy is going to have company in boiler number 5 when Obama's time is, when his number is called. God bless the 12 apostles. And God protect Southern Heritage. They were outnumbered 4-1. And they fought for what they believed in. And you can't argue with a man who fights for what he believes in and puts his life on the line for it. So respect that rebel flag. It's heritage, not hate. Like I told you, we used to tease the rebels when I was in the military. We said the only reason you guys joined the army was to get the free shoes. And there are pictures of Southern troops with no shoes. 4-1, they were outnumbered. And many were real gentlemen. But anyway, and it was 1865. And if you go to any meeting where they're talking about a racial hatred and slavery, ask anybody that's there, okay, who's got slaves in the family? You won't find anybody. Ask who owns slaves in the family? You won't find anybody. Most of our people today are here for one to two generations. I remember with two boys from Louisiana, and they said to me, hey, Tom, what generation American are you? I said, the first. So, you know, my father, when he came here, he didn't have slaves. He didn't come with slaves. He never bought slaves, never owned slaves, neither did my mother. And they looked at me, and one said to the other, Tom's first generation American. These guys were probably with Andy Jackson. I used to tease my father when he was getting old about being old. And I used to say, hey, Dad, what was George Washington like? And he would say, I used to hold his horse. Give you another tune. Knock on wood. You want to hear Knock on Wood? Oh, here's a nice tune. We'll do A Little Girl of Mine. That's an old early rock and roll song. Most vocal groups learned on this song.
Yeah. One little girl of mine.
Oh, little girl, be true. That's all I ask of you. Be mine and mine alone. And what do we got today? Nothing but broken homes. 50% divorce rate among those who were hooked up legally. How's that? What are we doing wrong? Will we kick God out? God's not blessing the weddings anymore. What are you going to say? Okay, Trump on the Fix News, Chris Matthews Wallace Show. Another harpooner for the Saudi network. Yeah, Prince Walid bin Talal owns a piece of Fox News. They say he sold it, but I think they're lying. Chris Matthews Wallace attacks Trump, saying he won't get the illegal alien vote. You're not going to get the illegal alien vote like the Democrats will. Unbelievable, man. And then he says, and you're not going to get the woman's vote. In New York, Trump got 67% of the woman's vote. You're not going to get the woman's vote. If I was Trump, I would have said, Chris, the only woman I know who's not voting for me is you. If you come to Trump Towers, you have to bring your own porta potty. Nobody wants you in the bathrooms. And here we go. In defense of Obama, I had to write a defense of Obama because everybody is calling him a rat, a traitor, a commo, a Muslim, and among other things. As a matter of fact, he was called the N-word at that correspondence dinner. But it's okay. He was called an N-word by a black comedian, so that makes it all right. You ever see when they slur somebody and they'll say, oh, he's a comedian, he's only joking? Yeah. We got the wrong generation running the show, folks. You did that in my father's time. The fighting words would be, we'll make short work of this guy. Yeah. So, who listens to, I'm defending Obama now, who listens to the worst president in American history? This un-American misfit, the germ of division, who almost started a revolution, the seller of America, the enemy of freedom, the liar of liars, the scourge of God, the head of the Communist Party of death to America, the host of spies, the betrayer of the Middle East, the enemy of Israel, who still gets Jewish votes. I will never understand that. The only country he hates more than Britain is the one he pretends to come from. The architect of three bathrooms, the Cuban dope dealer of the ghetto, the great divider, all by design, the destroyer of freedom and the hand shackler of fight back Americans, the wrecker of the best medical system in the world, the enemy of prisoners of the womb on death row, the promoter of freak social values, the butcher of Benghazi, the liar of liars. Let me stop there. No more compliments. We're out of time. I can't go until I do give you a little reminder of what took place that the government doesn't want you to know about. You see, if you weren't there and saw it with your own eyes, the government will never let you see it again. I have a song called Having My Baby. I'll save that for another night. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to close out with the 911 Star Spangled Banner.
A gargantuan explosion. Oh my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw the huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. and it just turned into a huge plume of smoke. And next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back, and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
Lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard, an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody read, crowds of people running through, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing, because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so
itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
All right, there's news just coming out that Ted Cruz is dropping out of the presidential race. That's coming from Newsmax. If that is true, Ted Cruz has made a tremendous decision, and he's putting country over party, and I think that's great. And I hope that he and Donald Trump can bury the hatchet, join forces, and build the army that Obama used to dream about that was going to take over the United States, and build the army of the people, and let's get to work, let's make some money, and let's rebuild our nation safely and strongly. And don't forget Dr. Carson. Dr. Carson can pull 30% of the American vote. So, God bless everybody. Have a safe night. And don't let anybody take your guns away. Trump will see that never happens. Trump is the revolution.